about the Seminole Family Camp. They have demonstrations to interest all visitors of all ages. Young people coming to the festival are quite interested in Native Americans, but additional efforts will be made to encourage the Seminole Tribe of Florida to include Seminole children in some of these presentations. Music programming, including family string bands, children performing during the weekend, is another one of the programs at the camp. Try to stop by this weekend if you can. It's a lot of interesting things happening there. Ken Crawford is responsible for the planning, Brent Tozer, and volunteers. It's my pleasure to introduce Tampa Blue. He's the first master artist for blues in the apprentice program with Florida Folk Festival. He has tapes at the booth, the Florida Folk Festival booth, on sale, and he welcomes any sales. And he wants me to let you know he's really a really nice guy. He's going to do some Piedmont and Delta and Western and Beltonia music, old Skip James numbers. When he's, you're all set?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go to it.
I want to also do two things before we start playing because I don't want to talk a lot this time. I want to play. I want to thank everybody for being here. It's it's really so much fun to be here. So thank all of y'all for being here for us.
Yeah.
Thank the crews. They're wonderful people, and they bust their butts and never get thanked.
Right.
And I want to thank Joe Rena for sitting in with me. Joe Rena's an old mud puppy.
All right, Tampa
I've been
Blue.
Called worse.
Go down to Manglin, tell my boy. Go down to Manglin, tell my boy. Good time I'm having in Illinois, Illinois, Illinois. Good time I'm having in Illinois. I gin my cotton and I sell my seed. Gin my cotton, sell my seed. Buy my baby everything she needs. Everything she needs, everything she needs. I buy my baby everything she needs. Been to Texas and I'm in Arkansas. And out in Arkansas, ain't never had no fun like Illinois, Illinois, Illinois. Ain't had no fun like in I'm out having in Illinois, Illinois, Illinois. Good time I'm having in Illinois. Thank you. find a graveyard on my own. Henry called to his captain clear, said a man ain't nothing but man. For let that engine be down. I'll die with this hammer in my hand. I'll die with this hammer in my hand. And I'm with this hammer in my hand. John Denver had a little pretty girl. Her name was Sweet Polly Ann. John got sick, Lord, he could not work. Polly drove steel like a man. Polly drove steel like a man. Polly drove steel like a man. Thank you. With y'all so far back, it's easy to feel alone up here. We all understand you want to stay in the shade. We're glad we got a little. Somebody and I don't care what for. Said Uncle Sam ain't a woman, but he sure can't take your man. Uncle Sam ain't a woman, but he sure can't take your man. Yeah, there's a million guys in the army that are doing something I don't understand. Seven, baby, in my right hand, yeah. I want an AK-47. And a red, white, and blue American flag waving in my right hand. I said, Mama, being a hero's all I crave. I said, Mama, being a hero is all I crave. When I'm dead and gone, you can cry hero on my grave. Sam ain't no woman, but he sure can't take a man. Uncle Sam ain't no woman, but he sure can't take a man. There's some mean guys in the army that are doing something I don't understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, looks like we got about time for one more. So I have to get the other guitar, otherwise there's no sense in lugging all three out here. What do you want to do?
You want to grab that bit?
I got it.
Crossroads, I don't know.
Crossroads, Walking Blues, Kind Hearted Woman.
Let's do Kind Hearted Woman. Yeah.
Okay.
That's still in jail.
Yep.
Much better.
Yeah, I got a kind hearted woman. She'd do anything in this world for me. Yeah, but them evil hearted women will not leave me. I love my baby, but my baby don't love me. I love my baby, my baby don't. Yeah, but them evil-hearted girls will not leave me be. Someday, baby, I'm gonna shake your little hand goodbye. Someday, baby, I'm gonna shake your little hand. Thank you very much.
We'll
be around. You can buy tapes and take us home with you. And it's real nice being here, so thank you. See you next year.
Okay, Tampa Blue and Joe Arena, thank you. All right, our next guest needs no introduction, but I'm going to tell you what his name is anyway. Doug Goss.
There's a test, there's a test, there's a test. Boy, it sounds great here. We happy? Thank you. in the morning, where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes a-peeking into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello. And I want to wander through the orange groves where as children we would play. That's why I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. Watch the sunrise on the ocean, or you can watch the moonlight on the bay, and in the winter, spring, summer, fall, or any time at all, another perfect Florida day. Her roads and highways go to great places where so many fine folks stay. That's why I make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. And so I'll make my home in Florida, F-L-O-R-I-D-A. Try to do, I don't write my own songs. Every song I do is the product of somebody else's fertile mind, and I'm going to try to do one of a little assortment here, a sampler, a Whitman sampler, White Spring sampler. And Don Grooms wrote a bazillion songs that I like, and as a matter of fact, I think I've got a marble stage tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to do a whole set of Don Grooms' songs, because even doing 30 minutes of Don Grooms, I have to make tough choices about the ones that I can't include. But this one, not for any particular reason, except that it's one of my favorites. So while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home. 'Cause Sally died for me many years ago, and I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. In 1838, the Trail of Tears began. They'd move the Cherokee to Oklahoma, every woman, child, and man. But Solly wouldn't go. He swore that he would stay. When the soldiers came for him, he blew their lives away. And while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home, where Solly died for me many years ago. And I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Well, the soldiers promised Solly that if he'd pay for this awful deed he'd done, they'd move who they must to Oklahoma, but they'd leave the rest alone. So Solly and his sons stood in front of the soldiers' guns and gave their lives that day so the rest of us could stay. And while I'm in this world, no matter where I roam, I'll always be going back to my Cherokee mountain home. 'Cause Solly died for me many years ago, and I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. I'd rather be in Cherokee than any place I know. Solly spelled T-S-A-L-I. Don Grooms was Cherokee, and he died 4 years ago, I guess, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and he's in Cherokee. And a song by Will McLean, never play hard, I don't remember the last time I played a set where I didn't do a song by Will McLean. same situation as the one with Don Grooms, where you got to make tough choices to limit it to 16 or 17 songs, because Will McLean wrote over 3,000 songs and stories about Florida. This one I don't do all that often, but it's the best, I think it's the best example of this narrative kind of song that I can think of. And I don't really have to do anything by way of introduction, because it's all self-contained in the song, except that if you go looking for Blunt's Fort today, or Negro Fort as they called it, it's on your map is Fort Gadsden at the mouth of the Apalachicola River. On the Apalachicola River used to be a fort, and it was built by British engineers, had cannon in each port. Protection from the slave raids that caused the exiles dread, and then they left it to the man whose color was of red. And then black men came from South Carolina and Georgia, filled with hope, to seek this peaceful haven, no more to wear the yoke. And here the exiles lived and died, and from their heart gave thanks for this golden fruitful land on the Apalachicola banks. But of course, the mighty force of greed reached out on every hand. This Negro fort must be destroyed, the slaves you will disband. Return them to their rightful owners, so the orders tell. 60 miles from Georgia's line, they blew Blunt's Fort to hell. Where the Flint and Chattahoochee joined to flow to sea, Colonel Clinch from here did go, and many men had he. And up from the Gulf the gunboats came with Loomis in command. No escape from Doom Blunt's Fort, not by water, not by land. Now the fort's surrounded, now the shelling has begun. Now the cannonballs are flying, the smoke near hides the sun. On and on and on for two full days, and just before nightfall, Loomis said to Colonel Clinch, shoot red hot cannonballs. White hot cannonballs of whizzing, see the way they glow. And o'er the walls abounding, skittering to and fro, straight into the powder magazine one ball went, and the night got struck asunder with an awful hellish rent. Blood and gore, bodies tore, flying everywhere, and the stench of all the burning flesh filled evening air. And Lord, you lost 300, woman, child, and man. You didn't ever fire a shot, lift an angry hand. Well, now the river quietly flows by where their spirits sleep, past the site of Doom Blunt's Fort where the willers weep. But from this dark deed sprung the fire that set this land aflame, burning the soul of the Seminole, and a bitter war became. Second Seminole War. It burned in the soul of the Seminole, and a bitter war became. And I thought I'd do the worst song I know. I guess I was thinking we learned this and we worked this up in like 1978 or something for the Florida Folk Festival. I was accompanying a woman who was the curator of the State Museum, Pat Wickman, who is a wonderful Florida historian, has written books on many subjects of interest in Florida. But actually, this is two terrible songs. This is sort of a cross between Old MacDonald Had a Farm and Listen to the Mockingbird. And I do it in my little show on Florida history that I do around it at nonprofits around the state libraries and historical societies and so forth, and I show them pictures. We did it just because it was such a terrible song. We thought, well, you know, this is a great funny song because it's so terrible, and it is. But after I did a little, the title is Gandy Bridge, and the subject is Gandy Bridge. Now, you know, all of the bridges in the state, the big bridges, named after people. Almost without exception, it's about, you know, politicians because they got funding for it. That ain't the case with Gandy's Bridge. Now, Gandy retired from Pittsburgh in 1917, came down to St. Petersburg, and he said, you know, we need a bridge between Tampa and St. Petersburg. I said, well, yeah, we sure do, but that's impossible because, you know, the bridge was going to have, it was going to be 6 feet short of 6 miles long, and that was three times as long as the next longest bridge on earth in 1920. So they told Gandy it was impossible, and the newspaper, the St. Pete Times is real tough on it. They call it Gandy's Folly Bridge. Gandy set about to build the bridge himself. I got pictures that I show folks. They're out there with mules, and they're sinking pylons on the first day. They're going to build that damn bridge. Well, 1924, they cut the ribbon on that impossible bridge. And people got quiet to hear what Mr. Gandy was going to say, and the bands played, and somebody probably sang this terrible, awful song. Gandy says the bridge is built and sat down. They say nothing pleased him more than to sit out in the evenings and watch the tolls roll in on the bridge. And the bridge was more than a transportation link. I mean, folks would go to the Gandy Bridge and drive across it just to be out on the water, and it was like going to the beach or something. But I really admire Mr. Gandy after doing a little bit of investigating about it because Gandy figured out, you know, he who laughs last laughs on and on. Well, the greatest thing in the grand old South, there's a brand new Gandy Bridge. It spans the waters of Tampa Bay, and we drive from ridge to ridge. Birds golden throats more gaily sing, stars brighter shine in glorious spring. Waves salute you when you bring your sweetheart to Gandy Bridge. Listen, the mockingbirds are singing, Gandy Bridge, waves softly whisper, Gandy Bridge, stars are beaming, Gandy Bridge. Well, the silver moon is smiling, waves are sighing, Gandy Bridge, wildflowers sweetly perfume, Gandy Bridge. Now, is it as bad as I told you? Shore to shore, with stars so bright the world seems right, a balmy breeze, a lovely night, attunes the world with one accord, shouting welcome all aboard. Now it seems like you could help me say Gandy Bridge there every time it comes around here on this chorus, and you know it's the least we can do for the old man who was such a visionary of Pinellas County down there. And listen, the mockingbirds are singing, waves softly whisper, stars are beaming, Gandy Bridge. Well, the silver moon is smiling, waves are sighing, Gandy Bridge. Wildflowers sweetly perfume, Gandy Bridge. Wildflowers sweetly perfume. There you go. Yeah, we're doing great. I got my sister t-shirt on. That's a great acronym, Save Itchituckney Springs Through Environmental Responsibility, Sister. Which is, that, after all, better than the Florida Association of Truck Stop Owners. The reason I mention it is because because I'm going to do this song about the old Fen Holloway. Now, you should know about the old Fen Holloway, which is the name of the song. A woman named Hendry sent me a piece of sheet music that her husband had published in 1950. And it extols the virtues of his beautiful home in Taylor County on the Fen Holloway River. Well, now, coincidentally to his writing this song in 1949, the Fen Holloway got declared the state's one and only industrial river, which I guess means like a sewer pipe without the top half. And they just gave Procter & Gamble the go-ahead to go ahead and use this river any old way that they thought was appropriate. And the way they thought was appropriate was to run the effluent from their manufacturing operation. And now, you used to be able to smell it. I don't know what they did. They ain't cleaned it up all that much, but it doesn't stink the way it used to. It used to be when you drove across the Fen Holloway River, if there was two people in the car, you looked askance at each other, you know? Now it don't smell that bad, but it ain't no cleaner. I ain't sure how they did that. Well, now there's a move underfoot to abuse the Itchituckney, and I suspect that we're going to have some debates here for many years coming up on how we're going to use our public resources and what makes Florida, Florida. This ain't a real good song either, particularly, except that it's real sincere, and I can't help but wonder how Norman Hendry would, what he'd be thinking if he could see his Fen Holloway River now. Well, I know you've heard of the Shannon and the sleepy Rio Grande, but there's a lovely river down here in Dixieland. A stream flows from San Pedro Bay and westward winds its way. Now you should know about the old Fen Holloway. Fed by its springs along her banks, God's gift to ailing man. And those who take her waters praise our sunshine land. 'Cause the nearest thing to the fountain of youth that God has given man are those springs that give men life and hope down here in Dixieland. And I know you'd be so happy here. The climate is so mild. So when we have our rainy days, we take them with a smile. All the folks who live along her banks with me would surely say, there's nothing to surpass the old Fen Holloway. Now at the close of every day, I bow my humble head, and to him who made this river and who gives my daily bread, I send my thanks for all his gifts and pray he'll let me stay and live out my days along his old Fen Holloway. And I know you'd be so happy here. The climate is so mild. So even though we have our rainy days, we take them with a smile. All the folks who live along her banks with me would surely say, there's nothing to surpass the old Fen Holloway. Now you should know about the old Fen Holloway. Some misgivings that I'm going to do this one, but I'm going to do it because I'm bold that way. Well, maybe I'm not. For Memorial Day. My son John was a good boy, good to me. We'd have hard times, but he stood by me. We were in working out of working on the go. And if he had complaints, I never heard of one. He would pitch in and help me like a full-grown man. My son John, John, my son. My son John went to college and he made his way. He had to earn every penny, but he paid his way. He worked summers and holidays and through the year. And it was no easy struggle that he won. But he laughed at the ones who thought he had it hard. My son John, John, my son. And my son John got his uniform and went away. And with a band playing marches, he was sent away. And he wrote me a letter when he found the time. And he was losing his buddies one by one. And I prayed and tried not to read between the lines. From my son John, John, my son. My son John came home yesterday, he's back to stay. But not a word to his father have I heard him say. He seems glad to be home, but I can't be sure. And when I asked him what he'd seen and done, he went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son John, John, my son. When I asked him what he'd seen and done, he went up to his bedroom and he closed the door. My son, John, John, my son. Thanks for your kind attention. What can we all sing? Huh? Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, we're laughing all the way. Ha, ha, ha! Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Hey, I do request. I honor my request. Now, you know who Osceola is? Why don't we do Osceola's last words? You all know who Osceola is, right? The mascot for Florida State. And you know, I'm a kind of an activist, and I could raise a little bit of hell over Osceola's use as Florida State's mascot, except that it's been approved by the Seminole Tribe of Florida Incorporated, so I guess I ought to just butt out, and I have, but I wouldn't argue the case on political correctness, I'd argue it on historical correctness, because You know, I mean, they used rifles by the time Osceola was around. You know, there wasn't no Tommyhawks and there wasn't no war paint. Now, he was on a horse one time. They tied him to it after they captured him under their flag of truce. In a dungeon in St. Augustine, Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. And then Wildcat said, "Oh, chief, I beg you, go and stand with me against our mortal foe." But Osceola raised his proud head high. He said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat brother, to the grassy waters, take the Seminole. There no white man can invade to leave you lying dead and cold. And I shall not live among such evil men who mock the sign of truce, this flag of white, and who honor not their given sacred word. My name will be the light, the light that shines in every warrior's soul, in dark and hidden reaches. And they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and with those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land, must fight and fight again. My spirit walks with those of you who die, those of you who always will remain upon this blood-stained, blessed, flowered land, must fight and fight again. Thanks again, folks.
We want to thank Doug. This concludes our presentation. We're going to take an hour break to reset the stage for the evening performances. Starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the presentation of the Florida State Fiddle Contest Awards, and then the Florida Folk Heritage Awards. And then after that, we have a whole bunch of good people if you look at your schedule. So we'll see you all back here at 6. Thank you.